boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If I've learned anything, if you want Taylor to do something for her, you, pay her in food.
I mean, I've never said that I will say no to food.
I texted you last night and I said, hey, I need you to take me home.
No, actually, can we rewind? You said, hey, when you're not busy at your boyfriend Curly's Christmas, let me know. Neighbor man wants a favor for you, from you. I'm like, okay, I don't care if I'm in the middle of opening a gift right now. You're freaking me out, dude. What does that mean?
I know. I did find it kind of weird that you were texting me at Christmas. I'm like, this.
Well, because you sent a very elusive message that wasn't fair.
What kind of favor did you think was happening?
I don't know. That's why I responded so quickly.
You're making me nervous.
Like, what does neighbor man want from me? Stay in your lane, brother.
I hope he's only interested in one of us.
Well, no, that's not what I thought. Ew.
That's what I thought you thought. Gross.
No.
Okay. No. His favor was that he needs the car today. So he had to drop me off at work.
Yeah.
He needs the car throughout the day, which means I have no way of getting home from work.
Yes.
So you have to take me home.
Right.
But in order to get you to take me home, he's going to pay you in food.
Which I feel like, I mean, I probably would have done it without being paid.
Really?
In food. Yeah. I mean, I don't care.
Oh, that's funny.
That much. But it's a bonus if he's like, yeah, I'll pay in a little appetizer. Sold.
Because I said, oh, I might be able to convince Taylor. And he goes, I'll buy her an appetizer or something.
Yeah. I mean, you sold. And now I have dinner plans because I'm like, well, I might as well just order my entire dinner from there. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
So she's getting a free meal and dropping me off. What a beautiful.
And next time, just lead with that.
Oh, free
meal instead of sending weird, elusive messages.
We need your help because we are so close to hitting 1,000 besties in our private Facebook group, Those Girls Sweat Squad.
This is a place for positive encouragement when it comes to getting sweaty, whether that's going to the gym for you or riding a bike or going to workout classes or, heck, you've got toddlers at home that keep you moving.
Mm-hmm.
We just cheer each other on, and what better time to join than heading into a new year when you're trying to be the best you.
Yeah, if you know that you want to start working up a sweat this holiday, after the holiday season, I should say.
Yeah.
And you need some motivation, you want to post yourself or see other people posting, this is going to be a great group to join.
And me and Destiny, we be posting up in there, so you get a little behind the scenes mm-hmm. of what we be doing outside of this show right here. So it's a great place to start 2026 off.
You can join right now. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private Facebook group on Facebook. Request to join, and we'll get you in the next couple minutes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My For You page has been so elite the last couple of nights because I love seeing what people do at their like holiday gatherings with their family,
mm-hmm.
especially if you be doing some goofy pranks and stuff. So I want to tell you about a couple of them that I've seen because maybe you haven't had your celebrations yet. And if you are looking for silly ways to torture your family members, here you go. You're welcome. I've seen people where they're like at their grandma's house and they go to the bathroom and then they start texting everybody one by one, like their brother, come meet me in the bathroom. And then your brother's wife and then your sister and then your sister's kid. And then everybody just ends up hiding in the bathroom until grandma is like, what the heck's going on here? That's it.
Oh my God.
And normally she's annoyed. Like, why, what are you guys doing in here? Get out of the bathroom.
The thing is I feel like my Christmases aren't big enough for that.
No.
No, but what if we did that here at work?
Oh my God, that's funny.
Like, we have a jock meeting.
Yeah.
Like, what if I started it, went to the bathroom, then texted you?
Maybe in the bathroom.
Yeah. Why do I feel like you wouldn't come, though? You'd be like, I'm just going to sit around.
Well, that would actually be equally as funny.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Kaler.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm so excited for Christmas because we've got places to hop. We're going to start at my boyfriend Neighborman's dad's. Then we'll be hitting up his mom's on Christmas Day. And this year, we plan on rocking some pajamas.
We love it.
We went to, they're not really known here just yet, but mostly down south, they've got a gas station called Bucky's.
I've seen it on TikTok. It's so viral.
And we got Bucky's pajamas. So we plan on wearing them to the Christmases. However, I do know his mom's not going to be very happy about it.
Really?
Well, because last year, I dressed really cute for Christmas last year because I was still... It was the first year. I was still in the pressing stage, right?
Of course, of course.
But last year, I had gotten my boyfriend, Neighborman, Wile E. Coyote Christmas pajama bottoms. So mm-hmm. he wore those because he was so freaking excited about them. And I remember his mom being like, what are you doing?
Like, really?
You should have, like, it's Christmas Day. Dress up, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. You wear the pajamas inside the home, not outside the home. Things like that. I don't know what she's going to think about us wearing Bucky's pajamas.
Interesting. Okay, because I feel like there are two types of families. Those who do dress up and
I wish
wear their Christmas best sweater or whatever. I'm not that fan. My family.
What has your family been like?
Jammies.
Really? Do you guys have, like, when you were growing up, did you guys have matching pajamas and you wore those on Christmas Day? Because my family, no. We were never like that, and God, I wish we were.
No, I feel like we all take part in Christmas jammies now more that we're grown up.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. Are you sure you want to do this? I'm kind of scared for. Are you sure you want to show up looking like a Bucky slob? Is it going to ruin Christmas?
What do you got against the Bucky?
I have nothing against it, but I'm scared for the state of your relationship.
Mostly because of his mom. Is that what you're worried about?
Well, yeah. Is she going to disapprove?
Well, here's the thing. We almost went all out and had Bucky's slippers, Bucky bottoms, Bucky top, but we only have the Bucky top and Bucky bottom. He has all because he's got Bucky underwear, Bucky bottom, and Bucky top.
Okay, well, I also don't think we need to bring up the undies at Christmas dinner.
Remember Christmas as a kid, and there was that one gift that you're like, I hope I get it, I hope I get it, I hope I get it, I hope I get it. For Taylor, it was Bratz.
Bratz dolls. There was probably a year I felt that way about a bike or a scooter, uh-huh. where you're like, God, I hope that's there this tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh. I remember one year it was Rock Band.
Yes. Uh-huh. Or like Just Dance on the Wii.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, as we've gotten older, things change.
Somewhat.
Sometimes you just seriously want a package of new underwear or socks.
Or a crock Please. Pot.
Oh my God.
I love me a crock pot.
Well, this year I'm really, 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 really looking forward to Neighborman's mom's Christmas. Because she's a fantastic, she's just like you. Oh my God, you two are peas in a pod. You guys are fantastic gift givers.
Love.
And I love watching when she gives the gifts out because she gets so freaking excited.
Oh, that's me. I almost uh-huh. like giving gifts more than receiving them.
Oh my, yeah. She's like losing her mind. But the gifts that she, the last year was the first year, so this will be the second year. I know she's going to get me cross-stitching stuff. Mm-hmm. She got me into the hobby. There's no way she's not going to give it to me. If she didn't, I hate, because this might make me sound like a brat. I think there would it be noticeable on my face? Kind of a little bit that I'd be sad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, it would be noticeable if she didn't get me something
cross-stitching. Because it's almost become your guys' thing.
It's a hobby. When I'm on vacation next week, we're planning on cross-stitching together.
Right.
So it would be weird if I didn't get something. Even if it was just a needle. Oh my God, I would lose it. That's what I'm looking forward to, is cross-stitching stuff from her.
I mean, am I surprised?
No.
No.
I'm in my grandma era.
Yeah, you literally like freaked out about turning 30 this year. Uh-huh. And now in a matter of months, by Christmas, you're 75.
Okay, so is there a gift for you like that? Like, okay, your face might actually show that you're a little disappointed if you don't get it.
If I didn't get it.
You might actually throw a toddler tantrum.
Dude,
maybe.
The things that I've been most excited about the last couple years are things like crock pots and stuff. Because uh-huh. it's like adult stuff that you don't want to buy yourself. This year, espresso machine.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm uh-huh. fairly certain it's happening because my mom was sending me links and like, what do you like? What do you not like? Do you want pods?
So if she
not
didn't
pods,
give it to you, it would be a little weird.
I would low-key maybe like cry in the bathroom like a little kid. Yeah. I'm about to drive you so nuts because I'm already starting it. telling people, I'll see you next year.
I hate that. Oh my God.
See you next year. Oh. You know what? After today.
Canceled.
After today, I can't wait to say it to you at 7 p.m. tonight. I'll see you next year. Because you're off.
People like you should be canceled. Cancel her. On the text line.
Sorry,
cancel Taylor.
I like to have a little fun.
No, that's so stupid.
I think it's fun.
You know, mad respect to Loretta. You hear us talk about her a couple times on this show. You know what she said to me on her way out the door? Merry Christmas. All right? That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, see you next year.
I'll see you next year.
That's so dumb. That is not a funny joke.
Thanks for sucking all the joy out of my life. It brings me happiness. My God.
It is the worst dad joke I've ever heard.
I'm going to text it to you every day now until the first. I'll see you next year.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, you got your naughty and nice list over there.
Yeah.
Clock out cop. Tis the season.
Oh, who's clocking out early?
No, I'm
Let's
just saying.
Do
I'm
it.
Surprised you don't have your notebook ready.
Who clocked out early?
Well, nobody at this moment, but I'm surprised you
I'm
don't have
I'm watching the security cameras.
A naughty and nice of who's leaving early, because you know everybody be sneaking out right around the holidays. It's Christmas Eve. People have had it. They want to go home.
I'm
have
watching.
You? Okay.
I will say and I'll give them the benefit. If Eric clocked out early today, he stayed late yesterday. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's very kind of you.
So he's still on the nice list. Engineer Kevin, he's been calling me beans all day today. So he's on the naughty list no matter
Nothing
what.
Nothing to do with him leaving early. Okay.
Fair. Loretta clocked out early, but I don't know if she had PTO. So
I do think she's off today. So
I'll check with HR on that one.
I don't know, man. I'm not
Producer
trying to get
Ben was here, so he's not in trouble. He's still on the nice list. I'm just trying to think of other things. What?
Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and we'll see if I come back.
And then I'll put you on the naughty list.
That's
if you
fine.
Don't come back.
It's where I belong.
Yeah, of course you do.
I thrive there.
If you've ever wanted to win your coworkers over, I have the perfect hack for you.
Go on.
Your coworkers are probably going to drop off a Christmas card or a gift or something today or tomorrow or maybe even after Christmas on like Friday or something, right? You are probably not prepared. You had no idea Stacy was going to do that to you.
Dude, that's the worst feeling. It's like the awkwardness of you work together, but it depends how close you are that you're like, oh my God, is Sally going to bring something? Because I didn't have anything planned for Sally.
Bring extras just in case. That's the hack. So I'll just be honest with you. I knew I was going to give our coworker Kelly a gift and a card for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I went up to my attic, which has my cards. And as I was grabbing the perfect card for her, I was like, oh, I don't have time to write in it. So I'll do that at work today. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. What if, like, I don't know. What if Eric gives me a card or Loretta or Claire or Ben or I don't know. And then I started thinking about all of our coworkers. I was like, what if they give me a card? Well, what if I just bring the whole stack in case they do? So I did. I brought all the cards today just in case somebody drops off a card at my desk. I can then be like, oh, I had one ready for you too. I did it, but I'm ready just in case.
That is evil.
Tell me.
And
tell me.
Probably the smartest thing you've ever
said. I knew it. I knew it.
It is because you're giving the illusion that you were prepared.
I'm telling you.
And that you like them.
I like them. I like what you're thinking. Because here's the thing. I have thank you cards and birthday cards at my desk ready to go at all times.
Yes.
In case someone were to ever give me a thank you card, I could be like, oh, well, uno reverse. Thank you for that thank you.
Right.
And in case I forget, you know, it's your birthday.
How dare you?
I've done that before. I'm always prepared, but I've never had Christmas cards ready to go. Now I'm ready today. Now, luckily I haven't had to use them yet, but somebody might drop a card off. It's only 4:15. What?
Is this going to be really sad if nobody's giving you a card?
Well, yes, it's going to be really sad if no one drops off a card and you didn't have to bring that up.
Okay, anybody out there, you hear that? Please, just one person send a card.
We asked for your help this year for our gift exchange. You voted and you picked that we would do Thriftmas this year. Only rule is that we had to shop somewhere.
Secondhand.
Secondhand, yeah.
Yeah, and we kind of decided between the two of us that it would be like trinkety type stuff. We didn't want to try to do clothes or anything like that. So things that the vibe that we kind of agreed on off the air was things you could put on your desk or like decorate a shelf in your home
with.
Is it time? Can I mention that I hate opening gifts in front of people?
Why?
It's so awkward making me go first.
Yes, I am. I think you're going to really like mine.
Do you want to explain anything before I open it? Like the process?
Well, I bought yours in Dallas and I think it was like the third or fourth store that we were at when I found it.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. And did you notice who the bag was originally for?
Yeah, for you, from Kelly. It says two pinky from Kelly. Queen, sorry. From Queen.
But I re-gift bags, so.
Couldn't even cross the names out. It's fine. Okay, can I do it?
Yes.
The anticipation is killing me. It's a little bag. What the heck is this? Oh, my God. Okay, how do I explain this?
I don't know how you explain that.
I am obsessed with this. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Okay, so it's a cat.
It's a black cat.
It's a black cat. And it's like a little, I don't know, I would say paperweight.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
To give you a visual, you listening. And then its tail is not a tail. It's curving up and there's a mini lamp attached to it.
The light bulb turns on.
Shut up. How do I do it?
It's at the top of the light bulb. You click it.
Oh, no. What?
I don't know. Neighbor man can always turn the light bulb on.
Okay, well, I'll have to finagle that.
The light bulb turns on. So his tail at the very top, it's kind of like, I don't know, Rudolph's nose. It turns on.
I love it. Okay, I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. It's because it's too good to keep at work. Sorry, everybody here.
Really?
I like
it. Okay, good. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't keep it at work.
I love it. And you know who's also going to love it is my boyfriend, Curly. He loves a cat item.
Is he going to steal it?
Well, no, because I'm not going to allow that. This is going to go on my nightstand.
Is it really?
Hey, who doesn't love a lamp on their light on their nightstand?
She's going to read next to it. No, don't get crazy.
Oh, let's not get crazy now. We're doing a thrift mix exchange this year, decided by you, the listeners. We were only allowed to buy each other things from thrift stores or secondhand stores to give us a little bit of a challenge. You look like you're going to throw up right now.
I just am starting to feel a little insecure. I thought I nailed your gift.
No, you did. I will honestly say, I'm thinking back to past years. This might be my favorite thing that you've gotten because it's very
birthday
mean.
Included.
Off the dome ski? Yeah, it's up there.
Because
it's very me, very unique.
But did I win, though?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I've been telling you for the last week.
The reason why I'm feeling
there's no winner or loser.
Is there, though? Because I'm competitive. Your box is like three times the size.
It's heavy because I got you two things. And I told you that last week and you were already insecure about it. But it's because I had to. Okay? You'll understand when you open it. But I need you to manage your expectations because it is weird. But I have explanations for both, okay? So you can open it.
Okay,
there's one thing that's wrapped up.
This program's going to take a while because she does ribbon on ribbon on ribbon.
Yeah, you might need scissors. I'm going to hand you some.
Yeah, would you? Because the following program will continue for like another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so there's something that's wrapped up in newspaper in there. I don't want you to open that first. There's something that's going to be as long as nothing's broken, God forbid, I hope not.
You hope not.
Well, because like you said, there's some rattlings going on in there. So I want the thing that's just going to pop out at you.
You want that to be open first?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the newspaper.
Not the newspaper, but the thing that's just in front of your eyes. Not the newspaper.
It looks like a lamp.
Okay, yes, grab that. It's not a lamp.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
Is this a microphone?
Dude, it's your own piece of radio hunk of junk. It is a vintage radio microphone.
That's cool.
That I thought would be cool on your desk. Or you have
you
a new
home. Broke the cord?
Well, it came like that. I did say it's a hunk of junk, so hear me out. It would be cool.
Mic on, hello?
It'd be cool on like one of your many shelves or something. What I love. It's also for Neighbor Man because he wants to be a radio DJ. So I figure you can take it home and let him play radio DJ.
You're on the air right now, but it's actually not because the cord is in fact broken.
You can pretend to do a show together. You can do a podcast together and it's not plugged in so nobody ever has to listen to it.
That's genius.
And you're a radio DJ,
no,
so it's an homage.
Where the heck did you find it? That's cool.
A thrift store.
Oh, my God. I got to show that to some of the people around here. They'd probably geek over it.
Yeah, Engineer Kevin is going to be able to tell you exactly probably who
used
it. He'll
be like, that's an M55.
Yes.
Sure, okay.
And somebody named Tom is the last one to talk into it, probably. So that's okay. Part one.
Can I do the other one?
Yes. I'm excited about this one.
Is it a Zippy?
It's a wiener dog. I don't really know what it is.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, is this a cigarette thing?
I don't know. Okay, so it's a wiener dog, and he's, kind of doing a downward dog pose. I think one side of it is a planter. The other side could be used as a ring dish. So you take that home, baby, and you tell him, sweetheart, honey, muffin, I have a place to put the ring.
Muffin.
I'm rooting for you.
You're right. Plant on one side, ring on the other side.
And a wiener in the middle.
I really like this wiener dog that you got me for Christmas.
Listen, you have sent me a million TikToks of anything that is wiener dog. You're like, I need this.
I do. Okay, that's all I asked for Christmas, legitimately. For my boyfriend, neighbor man, I just said anything wiener dog. And then even for his family, I said anything wiener dog. Mm-hmm. If you find it, get it for me. It will be perfect. You got me. It's just like, it literally looks like my dog Zaw.
It does.
He's a little wiener dog. And it's like kind of like, looks like it's bowing up to the world. And then it has like a little basket it's carrying that I'm assuming you could put a plant in it. It'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of plants. I don't know if you know this. We have a lot of plants in our house.
I actually didn't know.
Really?
That, so that works out beautifully. Yeah, of course I knew. I planned all this.
She's like, I knew you had a lot of plants and that you water them once a week. I haven't killed any of them.
I took a peek through your windows to gauge how many plants you had, you know.
Thank you. No, this would be great. I'm excited. I think neighbor man's going to freak out about this.
See, I'm glad he's excited about that, but I really hope that he does play with his microphone.
I think he'll put it at his gaming desk.
Really? He's going to nab the gift for his gaming desk?
Yes,
the one place that I loathe on this planet is gaming desks?
Nah, I do think he's going to put it on his gaming desk. He'll think it'll look really cool with his gaming stuff. Even though I think it will look cool downstairs, we've got this nice little bookshelf that's got rocks and things on it. I think it will look really cool with the rocks.
Can you record the fight that you have over this? Because it's going to be really entertaining to me.
We're fighting over the gift that you gave me for Christmas.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes and who wins. Am I crazy? Am I taking it too far when it comes to Christmas gifts? Because I'm the type of person, if I order something online and it comes in a box or it comes in the plastic mailer type
mm-hmm,
thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to open it because
mm-hmm.
I like to make sure that it's what I ordered,
mm-hmm.
the right color, the right size. I'm also, frankly, nosy, and I want to see what I'm getting that person.
No, 100%.
Before that they open it. But I don't think everybody does that. I was at my boyfriend Curly's family Christmas last night, and they don't do that. They're just giving each other stuff in plastic mailers. I'm like, you clearly do not have trust issues the way that I do. They just trust that it's the right thing. I'm like, good for you. Couldn't be me.
Are you sure that you don't think they opened it at all?
I don't think it. The stuff that I got was in a plastic package, I guess, that was inside of the mailer. And it was not messed with, I don't think.
Okay, because my boyfriend, neighbor man, I got him, we've talked about this, I got him a sweatshirt. And it came inside a box, mm-hmm. but it's in a little package. Now, I never took it outside of the little, I don't know if you want to call it a Ziploc, but something kind of that. I never took it out of that, but I did examine it to make sure, it's got a good logo on it. It mm-hmm. looks good, whatever. But I never took it out of that. Do you take it out of that?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. I got one of my boyfriend Curly's things. I almost tried them on.
It's not for you.
Well, I know, but...
Christmas, Taylor.
But it kind of... See, maybe I am too much.
She's like, actually, every gift was for me.
Well, I bought it for him with me in mind. Oh, you know what I'm saying? It's a gift to both of us.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of my favorite types of videos to watch right now is people asking their ChatGPT to kind of roast them and reveal what the most ridiculous question they asked it was that year. Because, everybody, your Google search is probably embarrassing. Now that we have ChatGPT, I feel like it's gotten nothing but worse. My favorite one that I saw on TikTok was this girl who took a picture of a puzzle she was doing and said, can you tell me where this piece goes? And ChatGPT was like, what do you think I am?
Oh, my God.
Some sort of MacGyver. So I asked mine. I'm not a huge user of it just because I don't know. I think I know everything. Probably is my problem. So my most ridiculous question is, can you make a legal disclaimer sound spooky?
Nice.
I mean, how cool does that make me sound?
That's actually really good.
Because I don't know anything about legal jargon, and I needed help making it spookified, I guess. What I am excited to hear is yours, because you talk to that thing.
Every day.
Constantly.
Multiple times a
day. And you ask some silly questions in real life.
And you know what's funny is, one of the things I do use it the most, honestly, is I'm like, oh, my ear itches this way. Why does, like, is, am I dying?
A doctor is what you're using it for?
Kind of. But I do ask it a lot of, like, bodily, like, function things. I'm like, am I dying? So I'm honestly shocked it didn't say one of those. And I maybe wouldn't have talked about that on the radio because I'm kind of insecure about it. But shockingly enough, it didn't. Maybe because that's not unhinged. It's kind of like a serious thing.
Yeah.
But here are the three questions it considered unhinged. And I'll explain why in a second. Asking if Lifetime movies are on the Hallmark Channel. Now, before I explain myself, I'm going into the second question. Trying to figure out if the Ninth House was literally the Hallmark company. The reason I asked both of those questions was because Whitney Levitt from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is currently filming a movie with the Ninth House, and it's going to be on Lifetime Movies.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if it was going to be on the Hallmark Channel.
Got it.
I knew if I could, if I should keep, like, I know that movie won't be out tomorrow, but should I just keep my Hallmark subscription long enough so that I can watch this? You know how much I love that girl. So I just wanted to know. The Lifetime movies are not on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, they're on the Lifetime Channel.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. And the Ninth House is not associated with the Hallmark Channel.
Okay.
The last one, aggressively was clarifying with ChatGPT, not needlepoint. There's a difference. Now, the reason I was yelling at ChatGPT was because when we were in Dallas on vacation, last week, I was looking up cross-stitching stores because there's none around here other than, like, you know, Michaels and things like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to get, like, cross-stitching specific stores, and it kept giving me, like, needlepoint. And I said, not needlepoint. There's a difference. Because I'm sick and tired of needlepoint stores. If you're into that, that's great for you. I'm not dogging on that. But I want a cross-stitching store. For the love of God, give me one.
Okay, so you're too involved
in
the Lifetime Channel and cross-stitching.
Yeah, I'd be asking it in, like, 90-year-old questions, to be quite
honest. It sounds like it.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I laugh when I bring you a Christmas movie that I have watched on the Hallmark Channel. And every time I give you the title, you roll your eyes.
Because they are so ridiculous and random. And sometimes it gives you, like, context of what the movie's about, and other times it's like, where did you draw that out of a hat? Where did that name come from?
She rolled her eyes when I told her I watched, this is legit, a Christmas movie on the Hallmark Channel called A Christmas Cookie Catastrophe.
Okay. I rolled my eyes because I feel like I know exactly what this is about. I don't know anything about the movie. I don't know the cast. I don't know anything. Here's what, if I had to make an educated guess, here's what I think it is. The movie follows a main girl who is home for the holidays, per usual, and she's home in time to compete in the local Christmas cookie competition, okay? Her family has won it for years because they use their, like, old family recipe for sugar cookies, and it always wins. And normally, her grandma leads the team, and they win every year. However, since last Christmas, Grandma has sadly passed, or some sort of tragedy has happened where the leader of the team is no longer able to compete. So this girl is having to step up and lead the team to victory. However, she has no idea what she's doing because normally she just shows up for moral support. So she's practicing the recipe, following it to a T, so she thinks, and she can't get it right. These cookies are turning out like crap. So she keeps going to the grocery store and getting more and more ingredients. She runs into some hot dude, of course. There's always a hot dude. And he happens to be competing for the local car dealership or whatever on their team. So he's a competitor, and he's like, oh, I see you're here again. Like, must not be getting your cookies right, and teasing her or whatever. And then eventually he starts helping her out and realizes, oh, she's been using baking soda instead of baking powder. Helps her and then joins her team. They win with great granny Marie's recipe. I don't know. And then they fall in love and everybody lives happily freaking after.
All right. Normally I wait to tell you if you are correct for plot twist, miss. However, I'm going to leave you with this. You got two things correct.
Just two. That's actually really disappointing. I felt really good about this one.
Grandma is, in fact, no longer with us.
Oh, my God. They killed Granny.
And a hot dude does help her.
From a car dealership?
No.
Oh.
Figure out the recipe. We'll find out more.
Oh, God.
In just a few. I watched A Christmas Cookie Catastrophe on the Hallmark Channel. Taylor did not. So we played a fun game of Plot Twist Miss. I gave her that title, and she came up with what she thought was the plot of the movie.
And I'm sad because I felt really, really like I was spot on with this dumb Hallmark plot line. I figured it follows some girl who's home to compete in the local Christmas cookie competition, and she has to lead the team because she's lost a family member who previously led them to victory.
That's correct. Grandma's dead.
Great.
Sorry.
Way to put it bluntly. And then she ends up like seeing a competitor who's on like a car dealership's team, and he's hot, of course. God, he's always hot. And they fall in love, and he helps lead the team to victory with her or something like that.
And you got somewhat of that correct by saying that he helps her find the recipe. That's correct.
Okay.
Here's the actual plot of a Christmas cookie catastrophe. So it follows a girl named Annie Cooper, who has just stepped into her late grandmother's shoes as the CEO of the small town family cookie company. And she is determined to turn it all around because they're struggling financially.
Okay. Oh, is Granny like committing fraud or something?
Oh my God. What's
going on
with
the books?
It's the Hallmark Channel, okay. Taylor.
Now, it's the Hallmark Channel. Grandma was giving way too much back to the community, which doesn't help them financially too much.
Okay.
That's the problem. So she's doing less and less of giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Which is trying to help financially as much as she can. But they were having their annual Christmas party. And the company, always have the grandma's Christmas, like, cookie recipe on display. It got stolen.
Oh, my God. Somebody stole
it. Someone stole the recipe. And Annie, the granddaughter, is trying to keep it under wraps because she doesn't want the board to find out. Because God forbid the
board. My God, how big is this Christmas company?
I don't know. But
they've got a board for...
They got a board.
Whatever.
So she teams up with Sam. Sam owns like a local bakery. And they make batch after batch after batch of the same cookie to try to find a replica of her grandma's recipe.
Oh, my God. Because
apparently Annie doesn't know it because she didn't care to learn, I guess. And anyways, they find love while doing that, and they try to save the business, but they end up finding out who stole the recipe.
Who was it? Name names.
Oh, it was the girl on the board. One of the girls on the board.
An inside job. And you're saying that I was wrong, that they were committing fraud and stuff.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Hopefully you don't have too much more holiday shopping to do. But if you do, we're thinking of you with tonight's trivia question. When it comes to shopping, 6% of us have done this during the holidays. What is it? Okay, why are you acting?
I don't know. I'm like, are we putting people on blast?
Kinda.
Okay, I'm excited. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Maybe you're so desperate that you're like, whatever, I'll do this. You know, I've had it.
Was that you?
No, I'm not there yet. But I also am not still shopping. If I was, I probably would be.
She will be if that one other package doesn't come in.
It might get ugly in here quickly.
When it comes to shopping, 6% of us have done this during the holidays. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical.
Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Question tonight. When it comes to shopping, 6% of us have done this during the holidays. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guess to 319-200-1029 before we reveal the answer. But so far, 3810 said they've stolen.
You know what? I'm not saying don't condone. I'm not, but I'm like, inflation.
It's expensive, but let's be careful, y'all.
Don't do it. Just steal from your coworker, Taylor.
You want to know what you could gift out of my desk? Is like a half-used lotion, some thumbtacks. Oh, I do have like an 86-pack of Crayola washable markers. That See? Would be the jackpot.
That's what I'm stealing from your desk.
Everybody stay out of my drawers, okay?
Laura said, I've done it the night before. I have for many years. Because it's always like somebody at work gives you a gift and you're like, crap, I was not expecting.
Okay, yeah, you are onto something there.
Jessica to give me something.
Yeah, now I got to go get something quickly.
Yes. Or
you hear from like your Aunt Cheryl.
She's coming to Christmas and she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, I'm bringing you something for you and your man. And you're like, what in the heck? You weren't on my shopping list because I didn't know you were going
to
be there.
I don't even like you and I don't know what to get you.
Crap. You make a really great point there.
Thank you.
2232 said they shop the clearance section.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either.
Dude, I was looking at it over the weekend.
In fact, I applaud you. If you can get your Christmas stuff done with spending the least amount of money, I'm so into that.
Uh-huh.
It's called being resourceful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I would rather you gift something to me that you knew I would want it or I would like, and it was either in the clearance section or you handmade it. Don't be spending a boatload on me. I feel guilty that way.
Well, yeah, because
then there's trauma in there, and I
can't uno reverse spend it on you.
Right.
So let's make it an even playing field in the clearance section.
When it comes to shopping, 6% of us have done this during the holidays. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
When it comes to shopping, 6% of us have done this during the holidays. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
called in sick to Christmas shop.
Respect, man. I respect it.
Well, all right, let's talk about it.
Well, I didn't call in sick, to be fair. You know what I would have if I would have gotten told no, probably. And I'll admit it. I'm a liar. No, just kidding.
Why would you say something like that?
Well, because I got permission.
HR is listening.
I got permission. While you were out on vacation, I was like, God, I really would like to finish up my shopping. I haven't had time on the weekends or it's been too snowy. So I went into the boss man's office and said, hey, brother, would you mind if I...
You did not say, hey, brother.
I might have. Would you mind if I...
That sounds like WWE and then you smack down.
Yeah, would you mind if I just smacked you in ass to take the first half tomorrow?
She actually took a chair and went, bam, right into their face.
Yeah.
And then said, brother.
And then I said, can I come in late tomorrow? I'll come in and do the show.
Well, they were knocked out, so I'm assuming they said yes.
He had no choice but to say yes. That's how it went down.
That's why you always get your way with HR. It's because you'd be knocking them out like WWE.
I've just been waiting for somebody to catch on.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.